Farms LLC, south of Road 88, Cave Neck Road, approximately 1,088 feet west of Front Street. A variance from the minimum lot width requirement, the minimum square footage for a parcel, and front yard setback requirement.
Would you give your name for the record, please?
Shawna Thompson.
Wayne Hawkins.
Charles Adams.
Do you all swear or affirm that to the best of your knowledge, all the evidence you're giving be true and correct? You've got it, you swear.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. See, even the attorneys get confused sometimes, too.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Shawna Thompson with Alpha Farms. Our address is 16793 Island Farm Lane, Milton, Delaware. We're requesting a variance from the minimum lot width, the minimum square footage for a parcel, and the front yard setback. We're asking for the variance for 150 feet of frontage down to 70.75 feet for each lot, and the area from 2,000 square feet to 18,233.6 for lot one and 17,707.4 for lot two. And we would like this variance because there is a house in the area that is going to be demolished, and we'd like to save it from the landfill and move it to subdivide the parcel and move it to the other one of the parcels. I was just going to do the questions that you have. The uniqueness of the property. The property is unique only in that it falls shy of the square footage requirement that is necessary and the road frontage requirement to be able to utilize the property to move this house onto. It would be accessed by its existing entrance and the existing outlet to the road. There is water service available to the new house. There's an existing house already on the property that we've just done major renovations to.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where the front variance is, because that house is an older house and it does not meet the setback requirement on the front. The house that we intend to move there would meet the existing setbacks. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such a unique condition? It is, like I said, being submitted to accommodate the moving of a house 150 feet to lot two. The house is on a parcel that it is scheduled to be demolished. And I have pictures of the house. It's a fairly substantial house. And it made sense to us that to move it rather than to see it demolished and put in the landfill. The possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, there's no way we're going to get to 20,000 square feet parcels out of that. And the road frontage it's just not there. Be able to move it, we have to have the variance. Excuse me. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Since there are many lots in the area with similar size, we think it's appropriate to divide the property that way. It makes it a reasonable use of the property, in our opinion, that, The pink parcels down on the bottom are what we're proposing, the two divisions. As you can see, there are other lots in the area that are similar size or smaller even.
There's a dark red. Is that the dark red you're showing me?
That, yeah. Those two parcels. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, the property has been configured the same since we purchased it. Will the variance alter essential character of the neighborhood? No, I don't believe it will. I actually think it will not diminish the character of the neighborhood at all. The house that we were moving is already in the neighborhood, so it's not that we're adding something that doesn't conform. It already conforms to what's there. And like I said, the size of the lots in the area are similar to the size that we're proposing. There's a range of different size parcels in the area.
Okay.
Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? No. The final subdivided and improved property will not impair the use of adjacent properties. As you can see, the one parcel is the one that with the existing house, so it's not going to affect that. And then there's a little lane on the side that goes back. So there's nothing that we're not infringing on that at all or anything. So that will still be the same use. And you can see across the street there are lots that are smaller or similar sized. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair? I think I just answered that question. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, it will not be detrimental to the public welfare. We actually feel like we might be, in some small way, helping the public by not demolishing the house. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations at issue? Yes. We can't do it with any other way, whether we've worked with it and tried to configure it. And this was what we came up with that conform to the other properties in the area. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, that's the only way that it's possible to do what we're trying to do. And will the variant, and that's the same question as the top, so I've already answered that.
Okay. And good job. I'm sorry.
Would you like the pictures?
Yes, if you would, please. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, are there questions for members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
You have the photo of the home you're moving?
Yes,
that's right. I'm sorry. Yep, she's sitting down there. Sorry.
I don't have
it.
No question. Mr.
Workman? Well, I don't know if I missed it. You're going to have a shared driveway? Or both of them got separate driveways?
No, we were going to share the driveway.
Share the driveway.
Yes, okay,
I see
yes.
It here this on one side. I didn't see the other one there.
Well, the driveway, there's a driveway and then there's a lane on the other side. But to use that lane, we'd have to go in the back of the property. So we were just going to use the same driveway.
Same driveway, okay.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Mr. Reggers?
No, not of. I saw the pictures now. No questions.
No questions? Okay. Just give us a moment. Let the rest of us to see them. I have no questions either. Thank you.
I would like to add to the members of the board, the existing house on lot one is a non-conforming. It was built in 1927. Technically, she doesn't need a variance from the front yard, but I'd like to just add it to clean it up since she's asking for the other variances.
Okay. So thank you for that. Appreciate that.
You see that right on there? That was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was going to change right down.
Pardon me?
It is a nice, it's a nice place. It'd be a shame to that with. Okay, hearing no questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in
opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,979. I know the applicant has met the standards for relief in this project. So I'd like to recommend that we approve case number 10,979.
Okay. I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,979. All in favor, Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I would vote nay, as the I'm not convinced that the property cannot be used otherwise.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
I would vote aye for the reasons stated, and that I believe the applicant has met the standards.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason that was stated, and I think she did a good job answering the standards.
And I also for the reasons that have been stated in regards to it. So by a vote of 4 yes and 1 nay, case number 10,979 is approved.
Thank you.
Case number